Alistair, nearly 3 weeks since your last game. Nice to get back into action again today against Stranraer here at Ibrox.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And you're spot on, it's against a very informed Stranraer as well. I think they're undefeated about 9 and won 7 of them. So they're on a really good run at the moment. Scored in all those games, I think we checked up our statistics. So, no, it's going to be a really tough game for us today, but one we're looking forward to. With a good 3-0 victory early on in the season down at Stair Park, Stranraer. But we did feel, believe it or not, watching the game again, Stranraer knocked the ball about pretty well, and indeed poses one or two problems, and we're probably unlucky not to score that day. So, yeah, we know it's going to be a tough one today.
Looking at the fact that they are unbeaten in a couple of months now, in that 9-game spell that you mentioned, that makes it quite a tricky one for you, because you have been out of action for almost 3 weeks. Is that a concern that there might be a bit of rustiness there, or do you look at the Arbroath game at the end of November and think, well, we were quite fresh because you'd had, I think it's a 16-day break then?
That's what we're hoping for, obviously. You know, it wasn't ideal getting the game called off at Stenhouse Muir, but you just have to deal with what was thrown up for you. I'm hoping it's going to be a freshness about us now, rather than anything else, because we'll need it, because out with today's tough game, we've got tough games coming up. I think we've got 4 games in 11 days, thanks to the SPFL. So, you know, we've got that tough schedule coming up, and we'll have to be our sharpest today, that's for sure.
And of course the other 3 games, they're all away from home, and that third one is the Stenhouse Muir game. The 4-11, it's quite a hectic schedule, and one that I don't think you're totally happy with.
I could say that. I'm far from happy of it. It's nonsense, to tell you the truth. I mean, we don't have a game. There's no midweek games the following midweek. We don't actually play till the Monday night up at Forfar, which is madness in itself. So it's madness all round. But we've been asked, there's been no respect shown to the club again, or indeed its fans, for 4 games in 11 days and then travelling up to Forfar on a Monday night. But different initials, same old story, I'm afraid.
Back to the game today, you've made one change to your team from the last match against Ayr nearly 3 weeks ago. Fraser Ayr drops onto the bench and Lewis McLeod, Nicky Law, comes back in again.
That's right, Nicky's been missing the last couple of games with a little bit of a groin strain. And obviously on the surface we weren't going to play him at Stenhouse Muir either. But back on the grass, he's trained all week on the grass at Murray Park and he feels fine, he's fresh. And I've got to say, it's been a tough decision, because Ayr has been really lively for us. And it certainly wouldn't surprise Andy if we see Weirdy at some point today. But Nicky comes back into the centre of the park with Blackie, and the two of them have been really stable and productive for us throughout this year's campaign.
A couple of new faces, or returning faces, if you like, on the bench as well. You and I had a conversation a few days ago, and at that point you were inclined not to use Andy Little, but there he is on the bench. And Richard Foster too, great to see both of them back again after serious injuries against Dunfermline last month.
Absolutely, you know, really serious injuries. You know, Andy, as we know, was a horrific facial injury. But thankfully he's recovered very, very well. You know, great trainer as well. He's worked really hard to get him back. He hasn't lost any levels of fitness, which for Andy, as much as Andy, is very, very important. Great to have him back. And of course Richard had a terrible tackle on him against Dunfermline, and was out with serious ankle injury. But he's worked hard since he's come back again, and it's great to have them back and they come into the squad today.
And you've heard about Stranraer's team as well. They've made just one change. They're along the lines that you thought they were going to be in, and they'll be a tough proposition this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, I would imagine they're going to stay 4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1 with Longworth, who's been in good form as well, as we know him well. Scoring all sorts of goals again this year, and did so last year with Queen's Park. Aiken misses out, sadly. You know, he's a great lad, and he got a bad ankle injury. I think it was his ankle against Brechin last week, so he misses out, but they'll just make a straightforward swap, and we don't see much change to their formation today.